The University of the Fraser Valley Cascades men's and women's basketball teams had a successful trip to Kamloops on the weekend, taking 3 of 4 on the road against the True Wolf Pack. The women had a pair of dominant wins, posting an 87-44 win on Friday, November 15, and then stifling True defensively with a 76-27 win on Saturday, November 16. The games were the final trip home as a college sports athlete for UFV star guard Maddie Gobay, and she set the tone on Friday with a team-high 21 points. The South Kamloops grad added 5 assists. UFV jumped out to a 24-8 lead after one quarter and were up 55-17 at halftime. The Cascades shot 50% in the win and out-rebounded TRU 40-29. Forward Julia Tuckscherer added 19 points on a perfect 8 for 8 shooting and 7 rebounds. "We had True on their heels in the first half, and showed our experience," stated UFV head coach Al Tuckscherer. "Credit to them, as they came out tough in the second half." WBB, Maddie Gobay with the block at one end and the tough bucket at the other. pic.twitter.com/6mvistsnia. UFV Cascades, at UF Cascades, November 17, 2024. Saturday saw Gobay again leave an impression in her last hometown game as a college athlete, pouring in 28 points and collecting 7 rebounds, 4 blocks and 4 steals. J. Tuckscherer grabbed a team-high 12 rebounds to go with 9 points and guard Bernie Lita recorded 12 points. The Cascades held the Wolfpack to just 14% shooting, 6/43 on Saturday, and no player got more than 5 points. The Wolfpack also committed 34 turnovers in the loss. Coach Tuckscherer said that Gobay appreciated her team's efforts in the pair of wins. "I think it meant a lot to her. It's a special weekend for her and she has a lot of friends and family up here, and she got a bit emotional after the game and thanked the team for playing hard for her," Tuckscherer said of Gobay. The women moved to 5-1 on the season after the pair of wins and ranked second in Canada West's Pacific Division. The men rode another strong game from Clay Kurtz on Friday to an 81-73 win. The Chilliwack product had a team-high 26 points and added 5 rebounds, while guard Takeshi Croak contributed with 17 points and 6 assists. UFV took over in the second quarter by outscoring True 26-18 and did not trail again. The Cascades shot a solid 48.2% compared to 44.3% for True. MBB, a Clay Kurtz steal turns into a Jake Williamson triple at the other end, and the Cascades lead at the break. pic.twitter.com/mazikromer8. UFV Cascades, at UF Cascades, November 16, 2024. "Some guys are growing, and now we have a mature basketball team," stated UFV head coach Joe Ineveldson. "Obviously, Clay Kurtz has taken that next step, and that's the reason we recruited him from the start. We knew he could be that secondary or primary option. He's showing that, and we're just going to keep building on that." UFV's shooting went cold on Saturday, as the team made just 36.3% from the field in a 71-54 loss. The club particularly struggled from beyond the arc, making just 5 of 27, 18.5%, three-pointers. UFV's Dario Lopez did have a strong game with 21 points, 7/9 shooting, and 5 rebounds. Turnovers were also an issue for the Cascades, as they committed 20. Kamloops is a tough place to play, and between two evenly placed teams to get a split was a relatively good showing for us, Ineveldson said. "Obviously, we have some things to work on, and that showed tonight. Defensively, we were good on both nights, but we need to put ourselves in better positions to be successful offensively." The men's record now sits at 3-3 and they are fourth in the Pacific Division. The teams next host the Victoria Vikes for games on Friday, November 22, and Saturday, November 23, in Abbotsford.